Just one halakha, although it might seem obvious, but it's worthy to go through even the obvious just in order to understand the sevarot, the logic behind the halakha. The question was asked specifically referring to two beverages that everybody knows what the beracha we make on them. But today's question is the sevarot. What is the beracha on beer? And what is the beracha that one makes on coffee? So right away, the answer that is obvious, the shakol beracha is made both on beer and both on coffee. But our discussion today is as follows. We learned in a previous daily halakha the opinion of the Rosh. Maran actually brought the sevara of the Rosh in Siman Resh Bet. He brought it in two halakhot, in Se'if Yud, Se'if Yud Aleph, where Maran over there says that the shita of the Rosh is that any time you have, let's say, a vegetable or a fruit, and you cook the vegetable or fruit in its liquid, so that liquid takes on the beracha of the fruit itself. Because when you cook it, the ikar flavor, the primary flavor, goes into the waters itself, and therefore it adopts the beracha of the item itself. Maran wrote another opinion that argues on that. So the question was once asked to the Rosh himself, what do you hold the beracha on beer is? Because seemingly, according to his logic, how do you make beer? You take the barley, which is either a mizonot or an adama, and you cook it, and you put it in the waters, and the waters that come out becomes beer. So seemingly, if the Rosh is consistent in his shita, he should say that the beracha for beer would be either mizonot or adama. But the Rosh said no. He says, even I'll agree that the beracha on beer is shakol. Why? What's his difference? So he explained like this in the Teshuvah, just so you know where the Teshuvah is. It is Teshuvat HaRosh Klal Dalid Siman Tetvav, where he talks about that subject. He says like this, two reasons. Number one, we have a rule. Since barley, its final process of elevation is bread. So we have a klal, that any time an item has a final process, which is the highest level, any time you're before that process, it's downgraded. And therefore, when you're cooking the barley to make beer, you didn't bring it to its highest elevation of pat of bread. Therefore, it's downgraded to a shakol. Masha'en ken, when it comes to the fruit, what's its highest elevation? There's no elevation to the fruit. Sometimes you eat it regular, sometimes you cook it. So therefore, it would be the same beracha. Secondly, he says that when it came to the situation of the vegetables or the fruit that you were cooking, the main reason why you were cooking those fruit was for the fruit. As a byproduct, you got the liquid. So since you were cooking it primarily for the fruit, the liquid takes on the beracha of the fruit itself. However, when you're making beer, you're not cooking it for the barley. Your primary purpose of cooking is for the beer. So therefore, even I'll agree and tell you, it is a shakol yavid baro. If that's the case, the same argument could be made with coffee. Coffee, even though, let's say, the beans grow on a tree, but when you're cooking it in water, what's the primary purpose of the guy? He wants to cook the beans? No, he wants the flavor of the beans to go into the water. So even the Rosh will agree that on a cup of coffee, even though it's cooking a bean in water, but the ikar is for the water. And therefore you make a shakol yavid baro as well. And that's the way the Birkat Hashem comes out in his halakha, in Birkat Hashem Perek Zayin, the halakha Nun Bet. I'll just read it. Shechar se'orim, bira, sarik levarech alav, shakol yavid baro, vuadin lemashke kafe ote. Tea is the same thing. You have tea leaves. Tea leaves might come from the ground. So you're soaking tea leaves in water. But again, the ikar is for the water. Therefore it takes on a shakol. Now I should point out that the Birkat Hashem has a big chiddush over here. We're not getting into the long sevarot today, just so you know the bottom line halakha. He does write, b'di'avad, mi sheberach al mashke kafe ote bore pri ha'etz o bore pri adama yatsa. Which would be b'di'avad, if a person made an etz on a cup of coffee, or an adama on a cup of coffee, he brings shitot from the Rishonim, that b'di'avad, of course, it would be okay. But that doesn't apply to a beer, it only applies to the coffee. But again, the chitahilah, keep on doing what you're doing till now. Shakol on beer, coffee on shakol as well. But at least now, when you're making the beracha, you understand that even something so basic as a drink of coffee is mired in a tremendous controversy amongst the Chazal. I say this because you should learn a lesson many times when we ask a rabbi for a question, what's the beracha on such an item? And you see the rabbi hesitates and he says, I have to get back to you. You see what I mean? Shouldn't it be simple? It's black and white. What's the beracha? Nothing in Hilchot Berachot is black and white. Everything is subject to argument, subject to logic, subject to discussion. And therefore, each item, you would say, beer. What's the simple question? Well, it's obvious. The shakol. It's not so simple. And therefore, one has to know that on every item, he has to clarify it to its conclusion to know exactly what the bottom line, the halakha, is.